recently. It was a very short meeting. Everyone flew in and they said, everybody here? All right, very quick. We're not gonna own any mistakes anymore. All right, that's it, head on back. How you doing? This key you gave me, I just tried it in my door, it's not working.
Did you put it next to anything magnetic?
No, you just gave it to me and I just tried it and I just came back. I was expecting a good key and an apology. And I'm holding a bad key and getting an accusation.
Did you put the key next to anything magnetic?
I am a red horseshoe magnet salesman. Okay, I know what happened now. I remember you gave me that perfectly good key, and I tossed that into my bag of samples. Then I scooped that up all haphazard-like and started swinging everything asunder. I remember hearing zipping and zapping. Was that the key becoming demagnetized?
George Harrison, John Lennon, in that order. I'm pretty sure Ringo came in last. Ringo did have some solo hits on his own, though. Did you see that? They played a clip on the CBS News in Houston last night. The Rolling Stones, Mick Jagger dancing on stage like he's 20 years old and he's 80. They said he really lit up the stadium in Houston. Wow. The Stones are alive and well. Well, they're alive anyway. They're 80 years. You know, we're griping about presidents being too old to run the country. Mick Jagger's 80 dancing all around the stage. He even had heart surgery not too long ago. Angela Speed is going to be here. Another great name. We have Kelly Cruz later in the week. Angela Speed today. She's the executive director of the Wisconsin Humane Society. She's going to be in here this morning at about 7:15-ish. She's got to take her kids to school, and she's going to be on the air with us. She's going to talk about that five-legged dog that's up for adoption at the Wisconsin Humane Society. Angela was on Channel 12 the other day with a dog, and she's got five legs. He's got, and they're regular legs. Two are fused together. You can see them in the x-ray. He's got two legs. He's got nine toes on one foot there with the two legs. But he's jumping around happy and doesn't seem to bother him at all. It's 6:11 at WRJN showers today. You know, this morning, I just listened outside. I heard all the birds chirping out there. They say, oh, it's a beautiful morning. Then I go outside, it's pouring rain. The birds chirp whether it's beautiful outside or rainy outside. They don't care. What are they chirping about? Has anybody deciphered what they're saying? I mean, they're in a good mood when the sun is coming up and it's a beautiful morning, and they seem to be in a good mood when it's raining on them. They're in the bushes. They're getting soaking wet. Their nests are getting drenched. Their babies are getting drenched. But they seem to be happy. It never seems to bother them. Humans, on the other hand, a little bit of rain outside. All right, day's over. I'm done. Might as well go back to bed, quit work, go on welfare. I'm done. Yeah, it's just a little bit of rain, and we fall apart at the seams. So showers today with a high near 70, partly cloudy tonight, lows around 46. Tomorrow, sunny. We all should be in a good mood. Sunny with a high near 67. Right now, it's raining at 56 degrees. We've got tickets to give away to the state fair later on. We have two acts left. We gave away all our Charlie Barron's tickets. They're gone. As a matter of fact, they gave away one extra pair, which we took care of, so I was only supposed to give three. But we've got tickets to give away this morning later on to TLC, the Waterfalls trio, iconic trio, TLC. And also we've got tickets to the Brothers Osborne with special guest star Sarah Evans. By the way, with TLC, Jordan Sparks is going to perform. So we've got tickets to give away this morning to that. We've got Angela Speed coming up. I told you about her from the Wisconsin Humane Society. But right now, we've got a poll. They ask people how many days of the standard work week should you be? 6% said we should all be working 7 days a week. Really? 5 days got 45% of the vote, followed by 4 days with 37% of the vote. I used to work 7 days a week. When I was a teenager, I just got into radio. I was working the overnight show at a rock and roll station from midnight to 6, 7 nights a week. But I was 19 years old. I think I was 18 or 19. I forget how old I was. But I was like 19 years old. And, you know, you're playing rock and roll from midnight to 6, especially in the summer. And we had a picture window of the radio station. The big window on the second floor overlooked the Merrick Long Island train station. And teenagers used to come by all night, start waving at us, some flashing us. So it was great, 7 days a week. The only time I didn't like it was when it rained outside. It was very gloomy. There was nobody stopping by, and the cops used to come by, put their lights on, and wave, and it was really fun. That was 7 nights a week. And in addition to that, I was a station janitor from 5 till 8 every night. If that wasn't enough, I went to college, Hofstra University, full-time. So full-time Hofstra University. Janitor jobs 5 days a week, overnights 7 nights a week. I loved it until I cracked. One day my mother finds me in my car outside. I got home from overnights, came home, took a shower, was going to go to school. Normally I went to school directly from the overnight shift. This night I just had to take a shower to wake me up. And keep in mind, this was like 1972, 73. There were no 5-hour energy drinks, anything like that. So it was snowing out, and I get in my car, and she sees I'm not going anywhere, and I'm sitting behind the seat just laughing without the engine running. And she comes in and gets me and says, you got to quit one of these jobs. You can't be doing this 7 nights a week. So, yeah, 7 nights, 7 days a week, you can crack doing that. So I don't suggest that. All right, what's a common human experience that no one ever discusses for some odd reason? Something we've all done, but we never talk about. Someone put together a list. How many of these things have you experienced? When you get a call from a weird phone number and immediately Google it, I do it all the time. You're breathing fine until you lie down in bed and one nostril immediately closes up. Happens all the time. When you swallow water in a weird way and there's excruciating pain in your chest, it eventually goes away. Happens all the time. When you need a specific item at the grocery store, but someone's standing in front of it, so you pretend to shop for something else until they move. I just stand there waiting for him to move. I don't pretend anything. The remote goes missing. You're convinced someone's sitting on it. Even though they've checked and said they're not, you're still convinced they are sitting on it. When you think there's a bug on your neck, you swat it. Oh, excuse me. Turns out to be the tag on your shirt. That satisfying feeling when your ear randomly pops and hearing increases by 50%. And when you walk into a store to buy something and they don't have it, then you walk out and you feel like you're shoplifting even though you're not. That happens to me all the time. I'll go in there and I couldn't find what I wanted. Excuse me. So I walk out and I feel like the people at Loss Prevention are staring at me on their cameras saying, oh, he did something. I know he did something. He has that look on his face. Yeah, I have that look on my face. You people put that look on my face because you make me feel like a thief every time I walk out without buying something. All right. Yeah, all those things, yeah, they're me for the most part. A couple in Utah reunited with their cat. They accidentally shipped the cat to Amazon.com. The cat was hiding in the box that they returned. She'll be okay. She went 6 days without food or water, but now she's back home. You mean you couldn't tell when you were sealing that box there was a cat inside? Come on. How big was this box? The size of a car? You couldn't tell there was a cat in there? I don't believe it. Well, I guess I have to. Nobody would knowingly put a cat in a box and seal it. All right. Odd but true. Growing up, Katy Perry was not allowed to eat Lucky Charms cereal because luck was linked to the devil. Her family also called deviled eggs angel eggs. I eat Lucky Charms all the time. I never associated the cereal with the devil. In a new poll, people were asked if they wash newly bought clothes before wearing them. 51% of people said no. 49% said yes. I always do. I will never wear anything out of the package. Here's what they said. Yes. You don't know how many people have handled it. No. I should, but it's all downhill after the first wash. They're never the same. Yes. But only for undergarments and bathing suits. Yeah, you don't want to put that underwear in close proximity of certain areas and it hasn't been washed. Eesh. Yes, I always find new shirts to be itchy if I don't wash them first. Yes, they have chemicals on them for storage and excess dye that should be washed off. That's probably right. No, but let them air dry for a few days before wearing them. And this one got me. No, I don't wash them. Your skin is an excellent barrier for any bad stuff on the garment. Where'd they get that from? My skin is a barrier against chemicals and everything else that might be on the clothes? I don't think so. I wash everything. I never wear anything without... Sometimes I wash them twice. All right, I'm a nut. What can I tell you? 619 WRJN showers with a high near 70 today. Partly cloudy, lows 46 tonight. Sunshine, beautiful tomorrow. Highs near 67 right now. Got some rain falling. Careful driving out there. Don't tailgate, all right? It's raining, 56 degrees in Racine. Don't forget, coming up this morning, Angela Speed from the Wisconsin Humane Society at 7:15.
You gave me nothing that can save me.
622 at WRJN. Showers, highs near 70 today. I was going to wear my winter coat today, and because yesterday was freezing. Went to church. I was freezing out there, and I wore a spring jacket, and I said, I'm not going to let that happen again. True, but I once heard that ABBA sang all their songs phonetically because they didn't speak English. And so it was all phoneticized on the sheet. If that's true, that's amazing the way it came out sounding. Quick reminder, Hospice Alliance is the number one choice for patients facing end of life and empowering those who support them. Hospice Alliance provides comfort and dignity to enhance the quality of life each day. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit HospiceAlliance.org. That's HospiceAlliance.org. Coming up a few minutes, we're going to give away some State Fair tickets. You can win them. All right. Give you a pair of tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair Act on the main stage. We've got TLC, and we've also got... what was the other act we had? We gave away Charlie Behrens. We gave away all those tickets. The Brothers Osborne, along with Sarah Evans. And TLC's with Jordan Sparks. You can win those tickets coming up shortly. Don't forget, coming up at 7, she's got, it can be a little late this morning, about 7:15, is Angela Speed, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Humane Society. She'll be in here talking about that five-legged dog that's up for adoption. What a fun dog that was. I saw him on Channel 12 running up and down, you know, happy. You know, he doesn't care if he's got five legs. Makes him more famous, that's all. Hey, how about a fun fact for you this morning? The editor of the New York Times crossword puzzle, his name is Will Shorts. He is the only person in the world with a degree in enigmatology. Enigmatology. It's a study of puzzles. Now, he created that for himself as a major at Indiana University. And gave himself, you know, a graduation gift as, I guess, some kind of PhD in enigmatology. All right. Is the era of the three-hour and three-hour-plus movie over? According to new polls, Americans think the perfect movie length is 92 minutes. Only 15% want a movie to be 2 hours or longer. Only 2% want to sit through a two-and-a-half-hour movie. I don't mind if they're 3 hours as long as they're good. I'll take a good three-hour movie over a bad 90-minute movie any day of the week. We just saw The Holdovers last night, my wife and I. Got a lot of buzz at Oscar time for Paul Giamatti. And I forget the woman's name. Divine is her first name. I forget her name. Divine Joy. Oh, I forget her name. Anyway, great acting all around. Great movie, The Holdovers. If you get a chance to see it, we saw it. Shot on DVD. Went to the public library. Oh, by the way, I got to mention, we went to the public library the other day. We went for the authors' roundtable. They had a big author showcase there. Local Racine authors. A lot of people there. Yeah, a lot of authors wrote books. We are going to have all of them on the air eventually. Yeah, we got their phone numbers. We're going to call them up. And we're going to have a local authors series here where all these people, and they've sold thousands of books, each one of them. They sold a lot of books, and they're all from Racine, and they all wrote authors. I can't believe how many people are in Racine. That, and have them on the air with us. Just contacted and met him the other day for the first time. Should be a lot of fun. Hey, if you're thinking about drinking a bottle of Perrier water, well, hold off a second here. Perrier had to destroy 2 million bottles of water after fecal bacteria was discovered in one of the wells in southern France. Now, they claim all the bottles on the market now are poo-free. I don't know. Kind of iffy on that one. All right, we've got tickets to go see a couple of acts at the Wisconsin State Fair coming up on Friday, August 2nd. TLC, the iconic trio that brought you hits like No Scrubs and Waterfalls, taken to the stage alongside the sensational Jordan Sparks. Now, you can choose those tickets or You can choose tickets for the Brothers Osborne, the one-of-a-kind experience of the Wisconsin State Fair main stage, Sunday, August 4th. Now for their gritty vocals and electrifying guitar riffs, get ready to rock out with them. And special guest star Sarah Evans. So if you haven't won anything in the past 60 days, give us a call right now, 262-634-9756, 262-634-WRJN. Clever how that happened to work out like that, huh? 262-634-9756. And tell me, who do you want to go see at the Wisconsin State Fair? You want to go see TLC and Jordan Sparks or the Brothers Osborne and Sarah Evans? So give a call right now. Phone lines are open. Give a call. 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. And I'll go to the phones in just a second here. We have a couple of phone lines, so start ringing. See what happens. 628 WRJN. Thanks for being here. Showers, highs near 70 today. Part cloudy, lows around 46 tonight. But tomorrow's going to be sunny with a high near 67 degrees. I love it. Coming up, we've got local news from Stuart J. Waddles in our news center. That's all straight ahead at WRJN. Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station. And don't forget, you can always text me if you want. 262-300-7445. Only between 6 and 8 a.m., though. All right, don't text outside those hours. I won't get it. 262-300-7445. That's our text number. And our State Fair ticket number, 262-634-9756. Did I end early again? This happens every once in a while. I'm staring at the clock while I'm talking. I don't even realize what time it is. All right. Stay right here. We'll give away those tickets in just a moment.
So I texted my teenager. I'm like, do you want to sell posters after my show? I'll pay you. She texted back, great, sounds good. So then I texted my teenager. I'm like, do you want to sell posters after my show? I'll pay you. He texted back, no thanks. I don't need the money. He doesn't have any money. He has my money. I just texted back, you're out of the will. I'm kidding. He was never in it. My children treat me like some bank teller they reluctantly have to deal with. Once a week, they just appear in front of me. Mom said I could get a shark. So I guess I need your credit card. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? He's yelling again, Mom!
Oh, it's so nice.
WRJN Radio with Gallery. Nice to be with you. Going back from what? 1972 with that song, huh? All right, let's take a look at news headlines this morning. Stuart J. Waddles in our news center on this Monday morning. A Kenosha man was arrested for OWI after a rollover crash in Racine County Saturday. At about 5 that night, Mount Pleasant police say Gregory Jelks was going over 100 on Meacham Road near KR when he rear-ended another car. The driver of the car hit was hospitalized with minor injuries. Charges now include OWI and reckless endangerment safety. An Apple AirTag is evidence in a case involving a 36-year-old woman from Racine. Amanda Rasmussen is facing charges for allegedly using an Apple AirTag to track her former boyfriend. That's after she already had a restraining order barring her from contacting him. Investigators say Rasmussen admitted to changed Snapchats last summer, leading to a search of a child's iPhone, which revealed 130,000 screenshots of messages between the two over the last 6 months. The Kenosha Unified School District released a statement indicating the teacher will remain on administrative leave while the district conducts an investigation. Those are the stories that Stuart's watching for us this morning. Stuart J. Waddell's our news director. He'll have reports on news throughout the entire day today at the bottom and top of the hour here on WRJN. Now, you can also, if you want to hear the news, and let's say you're not at the top of the bottom of the hour, just go to our website, WRJN.com. From state and local news to sports and entertainment and weather, Civic Media's Daily News Roundup podcast gives you what you need to know in your community. From Racine all the way to Hayward, our news team has you covered. Head over to WRJN.com. Find the banner at the top of the page to hear your Civic Media Local News Roundup podcast. We've got the state covered, where you can hear us in every part of the state of Wisconsin. Civic Media bought stations everywhere, and they all put podcasts out there so you can hear what's going on. So if you want to know what's going on up in Hayward, or you want to hear what's going in Stevens Point area, Rhinelander, just go to WRJN.com, click on that banner at the top, and choose the news you want to hear. That simple. All right, speaking about news, showbiz news now. Jennifer Aniston is producing a remake of the Dolly Parton classic 9 to 5. No word if she will star in it since it's still in the early stages. Diablo Cody, who did Juno, is writing the script. Janet Jackson says she was offered the role of Storm in X-Men, but had to turn it down because she was on a concert tour. Halle Berry ended up with the role. Russell Crowe will play an actor playing an exorcist in the horror movie The Exorcism. Things go wrong on the set, obviously. And the Lord of the Rings trilogy returning to theaters this summer, remastered and extended. You know, I would never have seen Lord of the Rings. This is not my kind of movie. However, years ago, one morning, it's a Saturday morning, and there it is on demand or whatever it was. It was on something. And the original, the first episode, Lord of the Rings. I said, this wasn't that bad. This is pretty good. So then I run out to the video store, and I rent the second Lord of the Rings movie. I said, wow, this is good. That night, I went to the movie theater to see the third one. So I saw all three Lord of the Rings in one day. It can be done. And I found it very good. I didn't think it was my kind of movie. It turned out it was my kind of movie. So they're coming back to theaters this summer. We have to talk to Brett Hoffman about that. Find out if Marcus is going to be part of that. They usually are. So chances are they are. All right, here's a fun fact for you. The most money you can make on an episode of Jeopardy, this is the max, $566,400. That would require getting the daily doubles as the last questions in both rounds and doubling up with them every time. The most someone's actually won in one episode is $131,127. Not quite the maximum amount. So, keep trying. 48% of people admit they've hidden food somewhere in their home, so the people they live with won't eat it. Happens in our house. Although my wife would probably deny she does it. 7 in 10 of those people are currently hiding food. The number one reason we do it is because we know someone else will eat it all. And 46% admitted they just don't want to share. Around 7 in 10 people who hide snacks said someone has discovered their stash once before and they had to change their hiding spot on an average of 4 times to keep it a secret. A few hiding spots people say they used are behind the washing machine. Really? Inside a container for healthier food. Nobody looks in that stuff, right? Here's the health food container. I'm not going near that. And behind books on a shelf. Behind the washing machine. Isn't that kind of dusty and dirty? Do you really want to hide it behind the washing machine? I guess if you're that desperate to hide your cookies, people snatching up those Oreo cookies. Better make sure they're sealed tight if you're hiding it down there. All right, if you're thinking about booking a vacation rental this summer, listen up. Here are four words you want to be on the lookout for in the listing that could be a deal breaker, like secluded. Probably means the property is far enough away from the grocery stores, gas stations, or hospitals. Secure. When hosts include the words safe and secure in the listing, could be a clue the home is not in the best area. Rustic. Could mean different things to different people. It's a good idea to go through the reviews and photos carefully to make sure the place at least meets your minimum standards. You know, rustic can mean a dump. Eclectic, like rustic, eclectic exists on a spectrum and can mean different things to different people. Excuse me. It's also another one you'll want to take a close look at in the pictures and reviews. And if you have any doubt, don't hesitate to reach out to the host directly to ask questions. Assuming they'll be honest about it, right? Odd but true, Pete Buttigieg, who's the Secretary of Transportation of this country right now, was the 287th person ever to sign up for Facebook. He was an undergrad at Harvard University at the same time as Mark Zuckerberg and signed up with Facebook, but it was only available to students there. Huh, that's a good thing to put on your resume, huh? The guy who created the baby on board signs, remember those? Made millions from them, and he never had any kids. Want to be happier? Stop holding on to these grudges you have. A Harvard study found forgiveness leads to lower levels of anxiety and depression. You know, I watch these court shows, like Court Cam and even Dateline in 2020, when they give the victim impact statement at the end. After the person's been found guilty of murdering their loved ones, they always come out and say, "I forgive you." Oh, I don't know if I could ever do that. Just murdered my daughter, my son, my mother, my father, my loved ones, I forgive you. Oh, I know that's the right thing to do. I don't think the words can come out of my mouth when you're looking at that person who has no remorse for what they did and won't even fess up to it, even though they did it. Oh, I don't know how people do it. They're strong people in this world. Those are the strongest. And they say once you forgive somebody, it takes the burden off you. You don't have to live with the anxiety and the hate with inside of you for that person. You forgave them. No more hate. I don't know. I've had a person murdered in my family, and I don't know. I wouldn't be so quick to forgive. But that's just me. Odd but true. Last month, a worker at a wastewater treatment plant in Minnesota found a diamond ring in the sewage. And they just found the owner. It's a woman who accidentally flushed her ring down the toilet 13 years ago. And yes, she plans on wearing it again after it spent 13 years in sewage. Again, a strong person. I don't know if I can pull that off. I don't know. I guess if you clean it, I don't know. I just wouldn't wear it. All right. Here's a good morning wake-up tip. If you stay in bed for just 14 minutes after your alarm goes off for the first time, it throws off your entire day, according to this study. And since most snooze buttons give you 9 minutes of peace until the alarm goes off again, that means if you hit it twice, you've screwed up your whole day. And why is it 9 minutes? Why don't they just make it even 10 so you can figure it out? I'm going to hit the snooze button here. I get 10 minutes. No, 9 minutes. They're always 9 minutes. I wonder why that is. Let's see how delusional you are. A poll found 6% of Americans think they could beat up a grizzly bear even if they were unarmed. 8% think they can take down a gorilla. Can you beat up a lion? 8% said yes. And this isn't just a macho guy thing. 7% of women said they could do it too. How about beating up an elephant? 8% said yes. A gorilla, again, 8%. A crocodile, 9% said yes. Wow. Brave souls. I don't think I could. Of course I couldn't do it. I wouldn't even try. Jungle Jay is going to be here. Jay Christie from Safari Lake Geneva this week. And we'll ask him if he thinks he could take down an elephant. I don't think you could. All right, we've got some State Fair tickets. I've got a couple more to give away this morning. And let's do it now. We've got tickets to the Brothers Osborne and guest star Sarah Evans. They're coming to the main stage of the Wisconsin State Fair on a Sunday, August 4th. Then we've got TLC, the trio behind No Scrubs and Waterfalls. They'll take to the stage along with Jordan Sparks. So you got your choice of tickets. What do you want to do? Give us a call, 262-634-9756, 262-634-WRJN, 262-634-9756, 262-634-WRJN. Got that pair of tickets waiting for you. If you haven't won anything in the past 60 days, give us a call right now, 262-634-9756. Hey, our forecast for today, showers with a high near 70. Partly cloudy, lows around 46 tonight. Tomorrow, sun, highs near 67. I just poked my beak out a few minutes ago. Still raining, birds are chirping, highs near 56 degrees. The temperature is 56 degrees, excuse me. It's going to be a high near 70 today. But it's still raining out there, so drive carefully. Don't tailgate. You know, don't, you know, go extra fast because the brakes may be a little wet. And you know what happens? We just had a report here. Guy had a major accident on Meacham Road. Got to be careful out there, all right? Not only for yourself, but for the other person driving out there as well. I think we got the Brewers playing tonight. I don't have it in front of me here, but I believe they're playing a game around 6:30 tonight, somewhere like that. And unfortunately, I don't know who they're playing. They didn't give me the list for today, but I heard Mike Clemens talk about it in the sports report. He'll be back at the top of the hour with more sports. Did you hear that? Brewers lost 15-3 on Saturday against the Yankees and lost another, 15-5 yesterday? Boy, the Yankees like scoring 15 runs, don't they? Two times in a row. 649 WRJN, Hometown Radio Refresh. Good morning, 652 WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed. How about one more? How about the Mamas and the Papas? Haven't heard them in years. I Mamas and the Papas. Now, that's the song that I think has a mistake in it. I'm pretty sure it's got an error in the song. I could be wrong. Let's see why our phones aren't working here. I hate to do this while we're on the air, but there's no other way to test this stuff. All right. We'll see if we can get the phones working. Okay. Let's see. 656 WRJN Radio. Hometown Radio Refresh. Showers. Highs near 70 today. Partly cloudy. Lows around 46 for tonight. For tomorrow, the sun will be out with a high near 67. Right now, it is raining 56 degrees at WRJN in Radio Park. It's not raining anywhere else, just in Radio Park. Isn't that weird? Okay, let's see what else we got for you here this morning. Here's some exercise. Well, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to talk about exercises. Summer's coming. Here's a sunburn tip for you. Did you know a cold compress using milk instead of water can help with a sunburn? The vitamin A and D help with your skin, help it to heal. I know when I burn my mouth with hot sauce, you drink milk, fixes everything up right away. Survey has people to name the most important inventions of the last 25 years. The top vote getters, Wi-Fi, smartphones, online banking, search engines like Google, and online shopping platforms like Amazon. Yeah, nobody appreciates the wheel anymore, huh? Yeah, Wi-Fi. I don't know, was Wi-Fi the most important invention? There's nothing. Notice how nobody picked anything medical. Yeah, I would have picked something medical out there. All right, coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk to the executive director of the Wisconsin Humane Society here at WRJN. Her name is Angela Speed. She'll be on the phone with us, all right? Hometown Radio Refresh, the civic media station.